peanut drifted over my bed, snagging my attention. He was swimming backwards across the room. I really had no idea what to say about that. What are you doing?
Getting in my daily exercise. I have to stay trim and fit.
Do ghosts gain weight?
Yes.
He reached the window and started swimming back to me. I don't think that's true.
Oh, are you a ghost?
No.
I'm gonna get abs like Hot Guy.
Peanut stopped in the middle of my room, right under my ceiling fan, and started to do crunches. His name is Zane. My eyes widened with each crunch. Every time he sat up, the blade of the ceiling fan cut through his head.
I'm gonna be ripped. I'll have abs of steel. I'm gonna be as big as Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage.
I stared at him.
No pain, no gain. Sweat is glory.
Are you sweating? Peanut stopped and looked at me like I was half dumb.
Ghosts don't sweat.
My mouth dropped open. Do you even listen to yourself when you speak?
Not really. I can't believe you told him I was in his room.
I smiled happily at the memory.
I thought he was gonna salt and sage it.
Does that work?
It works when the Winchester brothers do it.
I stared at him. You're a mess.
A hot mess.
He came down from the ceiling, stopping about a foot off the floor.
By the way, I did hear Tyrion Matthew talking about something weird.
And you're just now saying something?
I've been busy, Trin. My schedule is packed. As you just saw, I had to get my workout in.
What did you hear?
Not much. I mean, it was this morning when they were in their bedroom.
Oh, Peanut. I didn't mean for you to go into their bedroom.
If anyone is going to have a secret squirrel conversation, they're going to have it in their bedroom. As I was saying, I heard Matthew talking about making some kind of mistake. But then Tiri was like, we weren't the only ones that made a mistake.
My brows knitted together. They didn't say what the mistake was?
No. But then Tiri said there was nothing that can be done now, that it was already writing itself. No clue what that means. You?
No. I have no idea.